हेलो, गुड मॉर्निंग। वी विल टॉक अबाउट द रिसर्च डिजाइन इन दिस सेशन। डिजाइन एट अ बेसिक लेवल मीन्स प्लानिंग। जनरली सम डिसीजंस आर टू बी टेकन बिफोर द एक्चुअल एक्शन। द डिजाइन इज अ प्लान टू इंश्योर दैट एक्शन अचीव्स इट्स ऑब्जेक्टिव्स। सो इट इज द वे टू अवॉइड वेस्टफुल एक्सपेंडिट्योर of money, time and energy. Research design is the blueprint for research. The researcher records his decisions by using relevant symbols or concept, and these symbolic construction are called research design. The process of data collection, sampling and analysis of the collected facts are to be organized as per the basis of the design. The whole study can be done in a systematic manner, so the strategy needs careful planning and preparation. So proper designing is the need for media research. Research design defined. The second step in research is the research design. It is the skeleton for the research project. Decisions regarding what, where, when, how much, by what means concerning an inquiry or a research study constitute a research design. It is a process of deliberate anticipation directed towards bringing an expected situation under control. Claire Seltzer, Jehoda Dios and Cook define research design as the arrangement of conditions for collection and analysis of data in a manner that aims to combine relevance to the research purpose with economy in procedure, quote unquote. In fact, it is the structure within which research is conducted. The design constitutes the blueprint for the collection, measurement and analysis of data. So the agenda from writing hypothesis to the final analysis of data is research design. Research design results from certain decisions being taken. The decisions are what is the study about? Why is the study being made? Where will the study be carried out? What type of data is required? Where can be required data be found? What periods of time will the study include? What will be the same design? What techniques of data collection will be used? How will the data analyzed? In what style will the report be prepared? And how the research purpose can be achieved with minimum expenditure of money, time and energy. The decisions are based on an accepted methodology. After formulating the research problem, the researchers try to translate the ideal model into practical one. So an ideal research procedure is needed to solve the research problem. Eckhoff states, Eckhoff states that idealized research design as, quote, it is concerned with specifying the optimum research procedure that could be followed where there is no practical restrictions, quote unquote. Research design can be split into four phases. The sampling design, it deals with the method of selecting items to be observed for the given study. The observational design, it relates to the condition under which the observations are to be made. The statistical design, it deals with the question of how many subjects are to be observed and how the observations are to be analyzed. And the operational design, it deals with the specific techniques by which the procedures specified in the sampling, statistical and observational design can be carried out. These above designs are not independent. The decision in respect of any one phase of the design may influence or affect a decision in any other phase. Types of research design. There are different research design as per four research purposes: exploratory or formulative studies, second descriptive studies, third diagnostic studies, fourth experimental studies. Sometimes we conduct research studies to gain familiarity with a phenomena or to achieve new insights into it. Sometimes the objective is to formulate a more precise research theory or to develop hypothesis. Such studies are known as exploratory studies. Some other times we conduct research studies to portray accurately the characteristics of a particular situation or group or individual. Studies having the purpose are known as descriptive studies. We sometimes conduct research studies to determine the frequency which sometimes occurs or with which it is associated with something else. Studies having this purpose are known as diagnostic studies. Sometimes we conduct research studies to test a hypothesis of a causal relationship between variables. Studies characterized by this purpose are called experimental studies. Exploratory researchers need to the following three methodical studies: a review of related social science and other pertinent literature, second survey of people who had practical experience of the problem to be studied, and an analysis of insights stimulating cases from the point of view of the research design. The descriptive and diagnostic studies share common requirements. In both cases, the researcher must be able to define clearly what he wants to measure and must find adequate methods measuring it along with a clear-cut definition of population he wants to study. The design in descriptive and diagnostic research must be rigid and not flexible and must focus attention on the following: formulating the objective of the study, designing the method of data collection, selecting the sample, collecting the data for processing and analyzing the data, reporting the finding. In these cases, relevancy of data are important. The research design in case of descriptive diagnostic studies is a comparative design. It can be referred as a survey design. The basic difference between exploratory research design and descriptive diagnostic design is given below in the tabular form. Okay, so we will verbally discuss. I will verbally talk about the tabular form: observational sampling, statistical, operational design, on the study type basis, flexible, unstructured, exploratory. Okay, we will talk about the study type basic: observational sampling, statistical, operational, design, exploratory, flexible, okay, unstructured, no instrument, probability, pre-planned, fixed, judgment design, decisional, was about analysis, operationalizing the study, descriptive, rigid, okay, rigid hota hai, diagnostic, structured, probability, pre-planned, advanced instrument, design, decision random for about sample analysis, operationalizing the study, experimental research design. Experimental studies are the ones concerned with testing The casual hypothesis. This study reduced biases, increased reliability, and will permit drawing inference about causality. Professor R. A. Fisher's name is associated with experimental design. Experimental design have its origins in agricultural research. Professor Fisher found that by dividing fields or plots into different blocks and then by conducting experiments in each of these blocks, whatever information is collected and inferences drawn from them happens to be more reliable. These facts inspired him to develop experimental design. Principle of experimental designs. Fisher has enumerated three principles of experimental designs. The principle of replication, first the principle of replication, second the principle of randomization, and third principle of local control. Principle of replication states that the experiment should be repeated more than once. The principle of randomization provides protection when we conduct an experiment against the effect of extraneous factors by randomization. Under the principle of local control, the known source of variability is made to vary is made to vary deliberately over as wide a range as necessary, and this needs to be done in such a way that the variability it causes can be measured and hence eliminated from the experimental error. Important experiment designs. Experimental designs refer to the framework or structure of an experiment. As such, there are several experimental designs. Experimental design can be classified into two categories. First, informal experimental design, and second, formal experimental design. Informal experimental design are those designs that normally use a less sophisticated form of analysis based on difference in magnitudes. Informal experimental design can be divided as follows: before and after without control design, after only with control design, before and after with control design, before and after without control design. In such a design, a single test group or area is selected and the dependent variable is measured before the introduction of the treatment. The treatment is then introduced and the dependent variable is measured again after the treatment has been introduced, after only control design. Two groups or areas are selected and the treatment is introduced into the test area only in this design. Before and after control design. Two areas are selected and the dependent variables are measured in both the areas for an identical time period before the treatment in this design. Treatment is then introduced into the test area only, and the dependent variable is measured in both for an identical time period after the introduction of the treatment. After formal experimental designs offer relatively more control and use precise statistical procedure of analysis. Formal experiments can be divided as completely randomized design or randomized block again. Latin square design or factorial design. Completely randomized design. It involves only two principles: the principle of replication and the principle of randomization of experimental design. The essential characteristics of this design are that Subjects are randomly assigned to experimental treatments. Completely randomized design can again be divided into two types, two groups, simple randomized. In this group, all the population is defined, and then from the population, a sample is selected randomly. Random replication design. In this design, the effect of difference are minimized. Randomized block design. It is an improvement over the completely randomized design. In the randomized block design, the principle of local control can be applied along with the other two principles of experimental design. In the randomized block design, subjects are first divided into groups. The variable selected for grouping the subject is one that is often related to measure to be obtained in respect of the dependent variable. Latin square design. It is an experimental design frequently used in agricultural research. LS design. The field is divided into many blocks as there are varieties of fertilizer, and then each block is again divided into as many parts as there are varieties of fertilizer in such a way that each of the fertilizer is used in each block. Factorial design. These are used in experiments where the effect of varying more than one factor are to be determined. Factorial design is also divided into two types. So, simple factorial design and complex factorial design. Experimental research is similar to descriptive research. It is casual. It is based on the premise of one event. The researcher designs experiments to test various hypotheses or educated guesses about the event. Feature of a good research design. The feature of a good research design are as follow. The design which minimizes biases and maximizes the reliability of the data collected and analyzed is considered a good design. The design which gives the smallest experimental error is supposed to be the best design in many investigations. A design which yields maximum information and provides an opportunity for considering many different aspects of a problem is considered an efficient design. A good design contains a clear statement of research problem, procedure, and techniques to be used for gathering information, the population to be studied, and method to be used in processing and analyzing data. Summary. We discuss here that design means planning. We discuss here that design means planning. The process of data collection, sampling, and analysis of the collected facts are to be organized as per the basis of the design. Media research is studied in a great variety of allied disciplines. There are four phases of research design: sampling design, the observational design, the statistical design, and the operational design. There are four types of research design: explorative studies, descriptive studies, diagnostic studies, and experimental studies. There are several research designs, and the researcher must decide in advance his planning. Experimental researchers observe, present circumstances. Experimental researchers observe, present circumstances under controlled conditions. Empirical researchers observe, describe, and explain the relationship between events. Thank you for listening. This is for today, and we will meet again. Thank you.